and you'll do better.
Some of these are noises.
Temasek has a long-standing investment portfolio in Indonesia that focuses on growth sectors. And the country has just gone through one of its strongest, sharpest market recalibration in years. How is this shaping your view on the growth sectors of tomorrow?
So, classic example, as I said, right? You have to take a longer-term view and not react to just short-term events as such. Clearly you've seen already the government spoken about addressing some of the issues that have been raised, and I'm pretty confident that will happen. For us, we continue to look at areas which we think will give us returns over the long term. So again, if you think of Indonesia, some of the investments we've done, Siloam Hospitals, Sosiola, you know, domestic businesses relying on the domestic consumer, we just see underpenetration in these areas and therefore long runway for growth. And you'll have ups and downs, but as long as we are comfortable with the management of these companies, the governance of these companies, that's something we are very focused on. And then apart from us, of course, our portfolio companies like PSA, Sembcorp, et cetera, they are actively investing in Indonesia because they continue to see opportunities out here.
Closer to home, Khazanah's exposure in Indonesia, and given the recent sell-off, how would it affect Khazanah's performance?
Indonesia, we are here, the biggest country in ASEAN with almost $1.5 trillion GDP. And I think Rohit mentioned earlier, we have to think long term. And we are patient capital, sovereign wealth fund. Noise is always there. We are invested via our companies, Axiata, through now XL and Smart, CMB versus Niaga. We have our public market team here. Also continue to invest in Indonesia. So will remain an important country for us. As we said, some of these are noises. If you asset managers, because the index, you have to react. I guess for asset owners, we have the privilege of thinking long term.